This is some poetry I put to paper just a few years ago when the present war started.
World War II veteran Bob Silverberg of Barnstable reading his poem, Okinawa.
The battle was over. The opposing armies had since left the area. Survivors had moved on to the next hill and the next. The trees were shattered, splintered, burned, their twisted trunks like black and white negatives against a full color background. Trees destroyed and left to die, because they were there when the war went by. Below the slope was a native home, surprisingly still quite intact. And yet, as we reached the hut, we came across three bodies, a man, a woman, and a child. A family simply living alone in what had become a battle zone. No way of knowing did they hide or why they dared to step outside, but across their doorstep, side by side, this is where that family died. Not their choice to live or die, just that they were home when the war went by. And it still makes me choke up. And it happened 62 years ago now.
You're listening to the Cape and Islands NPR stations.